Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Friday. You're probably drained and exhausted, but there's one way to pick yourself up and kick off the weekend with some positivity, and that's something we do on the show. We challenge ourselves to think about the best thing someone said to you this week. We know it's the Grammys this weekend. We were surprised that the person who is the best harp player in the world was not nominated and not there to perform.
In our hearts.
But yeah. Kevin plays you the big harp. And we think about the best thing someone said to us this week. It's the best way to kick off a Friday is to go back when you're exhausted and tired. And like, thank God it's the weekend. But like, you know what? Although the week felt long, there are the little things that make huge differences, and it can be the best way to kick off a Friday. You know what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing someone said to me this week, we've kicked off our Project Cupid, so we've been going to different schools every day after the show, and the best thing someone said to me this week was at the first school I went to, Pathways School, over in Belleville, Illinois, and I met Teacher Megan, and you could just feel the sincerity of how excited her kids were, how excited she was as a teacher, huge fan of the Brett Mega show. And it's just crazy because she was, you know, giving me and our show all these compliments, but I just felt honored to meet her and talk to her.
That's awesome. Kevin, best thing someone said to you this week?
Mine's a shout out to my daughter, and primarily because I love the fact that Kennedy gets me and gets this thing about me. Kennedy's favorite superhero is Spider-Man. And Disney Plus just started Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. And Kennedy looked at me and went, Dad, you want to watch this together?
Aww. Still in college and wanted to watch a good show with Dad. Like, yeah. And that's one of the best ways to bond is through like entertainment or shows or music or whatever. And you guys still have that connection. So that's cool. Alex, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
You know, for me, I put up some of our engagement pictures, and it was just people telling me that they really liked how the pictures turned out.
Yeah, they. I meant to text you and Annie. I mean, they were gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well,
you
could have been part of it, but you weren't because you
yeah.
liked
now
it.
Now I am. Now it's double best thing someone said to you.
See, it got even better. Yeah.
AB?
I think for me, it has to be my best friend asking me to be her maid of honor.
Aww. Yeah. We actually just got done talking about that, and it was one of the sweetest ways that anyone's ever asked before. It was adorable. For me, my father-in-law leaves today, and he's been with us for 3 weeks, and I just got to tell him, thank you for all the help. We did a bunch of home repairs and remodeling, and I am the least handy human that has ever walked the planet. And he is very handy, and he's lived with us for 3 weeks and has helped us so much. And so, without a doubt, the best thing someone said to me is, one, we don't have any more guests. And all the help that he gave my family. It was really much appreciated.
Shout out Papa Dave.
Shout out Papa Dave. Honestly, do that for yourself. Think about the best thing someone said to you this week and kick off your weekend, right? And listen to Kevin play the big harp.